This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carthendale. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Mark Stearin, your State Farm insurance agent in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield. DC Waste and Recycling in Hillsboro. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. Huff & Sons Funeral Home in Hillsboro, Raymond, and Farmersville. By CTI Tech, bringing 1 gig internet to Hillsboro and beyond. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. And by Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. And on this Independence Day weekend, we present a WSMI classic, Terry Toad's call of the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Here comes the first pitch of the ball game from the lefty Josh Glick to the opposing pitcher, Joseph Phelps, and it's on the way, and it is a called strike at the knees, and we are off to the races in this IHSA Class 1A State Baseball Championship game. We're glad you've tuned in here on FM 106 and along the services of Network One Sports on the internet. Here's the 0-1 delivery to the right-handed hitting Phelps. This one's a little bit inside, and it's one ball, one strike. Pretty much straight away in the outfield. Landon Wiedekamp, the third baseman, just near the edge of the grass and about four steps off the line. First baseman Luke Stearin in on the grass. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And this is a breaking pitch and a called strike. And Josh is ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes.
Josh, this is a nice little fastball up around the high 80s. Sometimes he can hit 90, but he's also got Uncle Charlie in his back pocket, and he's got some wicked break stuff.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Phelps on the way, and a ground ball to the right side is going to be foul, and we'll do it again. Well, Marissa folks have come out. They have a few more people than they did yesterday. A little bit longer trip for the folks from Marissa. Of course, Lincolnwood shooting right up the interstate in the Panhandle area. They have several more people in the ballpark here today at Silver Cross Field in Joliet. One ball, two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter, Phelps. He digs in. Glick gets the sign from Burbridge, the pitch, and a foul, and we'll do it again. Wiedekamp is at third, Snyder at short, Herschelman at second, Stearin at first, Stevenson in left, Elmore in center, Walsh in right, Burbridge doing the catching, and Josh Glick on the hill today for the Lancers. We had a lot of nice comments from folks who called back home and heard our broadcast. We certainly appreciate those nice compliments. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Glick to Phelps, and a little number popped up, caught by the pitcher, and that's the first out of the ballgame. So the pitcher retires the pitcher, and Casey Pitchford will be the batter. He is the center fielder for Marissa. Batting second here in the top half of the first inning. Ballpark is in excellent condition. This is a very, very nice facility. You can see why they hold the state tournament here.
Yes, it's a beautiful facility. It's
and a bird just flew by our window.
Lucky to fly in.
Here's the pitch to Pitchford, and he fouls it off to the right side out of play for strike one.
327 down the right field line, 330 down the left field line, about 370 in the power hour, 380, and about 400 exactly straight away.
Casey Pitchford, a right-handed hitter, awaits the pitch from Josh Glick. Here it comes, and this one is a little bit down and away, ball one, one ball, one strike to count. To the center fielder for the Marissa Meteors. They finished second to Jacksonville Route last year. They lost in a five-inning game. Here's the pitch, and this one's fouled off to the right side. And now Glick is ahead in the count, one ball and two strikes.
Plunked some guy on the head. He wasn't paying attention.
There was a kid that got hit the other night at the Jackhammers game on Thursday night when we were here. And they quickly had the medics out. So you got to pay attention at the ballpark. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Glick to Pitchford, and it's a swing and a miss. The ball into the dirt. The throw down to first base is low, but caught by Lucas Stearin, and the play goes K2-3 for the second out of the inning. First strike out of the day for Josh Glick. And here's David Parkinson, the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Marissa Meteors. He bats with two down and nobody on here in the top of the first inning.
Lance tells me that's not going to be the last strikeout we see on any team.
I think there's going to be a lot of K's today on both sides, probably, Toby, if these two pitchers live up to their billing. So here we go as Parkinson steps in from the left side. Lefty versus lefty in this situation. Two outs and nobody on. Glick gets the sign he wants. He winds and fires, and it's a check swing, and the pitch is outside for ball one. 2A will be decided tonight. Metro East Lutheran still playing. Congratulations to Southwestern girls. They won an extra inning game. As Sam Buescher drove in the winning run in extra innings last night. They're playing for a championship tonight in East Peoria. Here's a swing and a miss by David Parkinson. One ball, one strike to count to the Marissa Wright fielder.
When you get to the championship game, you always got a tall task in front of you. But I think Metro East Lutheran's got the tallest one is Stanford Olympia. The defending state champs are back again, Jerry.
Swing and a miss by Parkinson. And it's a ball and two strikes. In fact, Stanford Olympia playing Southwestern for the championship, a perennial powerhouse in softball. Al Tolliver's the head coach there, and he does a terrific job at Olympia. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! The Meteors go in order in the top half of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. Marissa nothing. Lancers coming to bat.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Well, the batting order for the Lancers, Kyle Snyder will lead things off. He'll be followed by Shane Burbridge, then Josh Glick, and if anybody gets on, Sam Elmore. Joseph Phelps to the hill. For the Marissa Meteors, a record of 8 wins and a loss, an ERA of .49. He has 90 strikeouts on the year and has given up only 14 walks. It's Elijah Barton at third, Chris Fullerton at short, Logan Tabor at second, Philip Sin at first, Cody Mahan in left, Casey Pitchford in center, and David Parkinson in right. Michael Lloyd doing the catching, and the first pitch to Kyle Snyder is a breaking pitch. Blown away for ball one. Kyle's a senior, right-handed hitter, and need to get Kyle going here. Was kept off base pretty much yesterday. Takes a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike to the all-time leading scorer in Lincolnwood basketball history, Kyle Snyder. Here's the next pitch. He takes called strike two. That one is in at the knees. That was a nasty pitch on the inside corner. And Snyder behind in the count, one and two. Here's the next pitch from Phelps, and swinging a ground ball to third, knocked down by Barton. He picks it up, throws to first, and it is now. It gets away, not in time, and down to second base goes Kyle Snyder. So let's see how they rule that. I'm not sure they would have had him, Toby.
I think they might. I don't know. You can't assume the throw out, but
I bet they give him an error.
I'm thinking they are, too. The Kyle was, E5.
E5 to start off the game. So the Lancers have Kyle Snyder in scoring position here in the bottom of the first inning in this scoreless ball game. And Shane Burbridge will be the batter.
And Kyle was only allowed second because the ball actually got caught between the wall and that tarp down there, the roll of tarp. So he was only allowed one base.
So here's the pitch to Burbridge. He squares the bunt, pulls back, takes ball one up high. So the Lancers are thinking small ball here in the first inning. So important to get on the board early in these baseball games.
A lot
of teams like to take the home team. Personally, I think being the visiting team a lot of times can pay off because if you get a lead, it's so tough to overcome.
Well, Marissa actually was started in the hole 2-0 yesterday against Lenark and then came back to win that ball game.
Here's the 1-0 pitch now to Burbridge. Shane takes ball two up high. As the first baseman was charging and the second baseman was pulling over to first base, so the wheel play was on. Snyder is down at second base with nobody out for the Lancers here in the bottom of the first inning. Burbridge awaits the 0-2 pitch, and this is down low for ball three. Well, this is interesting. Josh Glick waiting on deck for the Lancers. Come on, Lancers, let's get on the board early. Here's Burbridge stepping back in. Let's see if he has the green light on 3-0. Here's the pitch. He squares the bunt, pulls back, takes ball four up high. That is the first walk issued by Phelps today. And the Lancers have the first two on board here in the bottom of the first inning in this scoreless ball game. And Shane will come out and Jake Leonard will come in to run for him. And Josh Glick will be the batter for Lincolnwood.
Josh leads the team in home runs with 11 on the year.
And again, one of the stats that stood out on to me, Toby, when you look at all these Final Four teams is the number of home runs during the year for Lincolnwood. They really hit a ton of home runs.
37 home runs against five to their opponents. Another stat, 90 doubles compared to 14 to the other team. But this Marissa team comes in hitting 26 home runs and 66 doubles. So.
Well, add another home run from Luke yesterday, too.
Yeah, that's so, right.
So Josh Glick could help himself out. 2-1 and nobody out. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the first. A pitch to Joss, a bunt off towards the left side is foul for strike one.
That's the case. You had another home run for Sam Elmore. Jackson's all out.
That's right. So there's two more. That's 39. So that's a pretty amazing statistic. We're in the bottom of the first inning, Class 1A state championship game from Silver Cross Field in Joliet. Lancers have runners at first and second, nobody out. And one strike to count on the left-handed hitting Josh Glick. He's the senior pitcher. Batting here for the Lancers. Up and in for the curveball, and it's one ball, one strike.
I just got a text message from Executive Director Marty Hickman, and he wished the Lancers the best of luck. He's in Bloomington right now for the softball tournament.
1-1, they count to Glick. Here's a pitch from Phelps. Josh swings and misses. Oh, that was a nasty curveball. And it's one ball, two strikes. Boy, the Lancers need to get a run on the board here. Boy, they don't want to waste this opportunity here in the first inning. Glick behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. A check on the runners by Phelps. He checks again and now delivers. And Glick fouls this one off to the left side out of play amongst the Lancer fans.
And the kids scrambled to
somebody
get the
caught that thing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, somebody from, I think, North Fulton. Oh. The team that they played yesterday, somebody in a North Fulton uniform caught that. Barehanded.
See if he throws it back out in the field.
1-2, they count to Glick. Here's a pitch from Phelps. Josh swing and a hard hit ball to second. Could be two. Throw to second. Out on to first base. Double play. And down to third base goes Kyle Snyder. So Glick hits into a 4-6-3 double play. But the Lancers have a runner at third and two down, and here's Sam Elmore. Let's see if Sam can wave the magic wand and do his thing again. He's a junior right-handed hitter. Snyder down at third base with two down now for the Lancers. We're in the bottom of the first inning. That was a pretty slick play. Logan Tabor, the second baseman, flipped to Fullerton, who sent it on to Phillipson at first base. Here's a pitch to Sam Elmore. This one misses down low for ball one.
That was a pretty nice job on defense there.
1-0 they count on Elmore. Sam's been swinging a pretty hot bat as of late. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Sam, base hit. Lancers lead 1-0. How about that? He did it again. He did it again. Sam Elmore gets the Lancers on the board. And a 1-0 lead for Lincolnwood. Wow. And Landon Wiedekamp will be the batter. So the Lancers have touch the dish here in the bottom of the first inning and have a 1-0 lead in the state championship game. And then junior Landon Wiedekamp takes ball one way outside. And Sam Elmore got a little speed down there at first base. He might cause some problems, but not likely to run with two outs. Got his lead, though. Phelps checks. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Landon. And it's a called strike at the knees, and it's one ball, one strike. Waiting on deck, Lucas Searin. Had dinner with these kids last night at one of the area restaurants, and let me tell you, they were very well behaved. They are just a great group of guys. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop should end the inning. Fielded by the shortstop, throw to first, close, but out, and that does end the inning. One run on one hit, a walk, an error, and one man left stranded. We played one inning in this 1A state championship game from Silver Cross Field in Joliet. It's Lincolnwood 1, Marissa nothing.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic. Terry Toth's call from the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Well, we go to the top of the second inning. It'll be Logan Tabor, Michael Lloyd, and Cody Mahan, the 4, 5, and 6 batters due up. As the Lancers have given Josh Glick a 1-0 lead to work with here in this Class 1A state championship game. Toby, I know we had a chance to talk with some of the fans before the ball game today, and there's just nothing else like a state championship game. And there are so many more people here today that were here than were here yesterday. And it looks like the folks here at the ballpark are
I'm not
relaxing
gonna,
and
I don't want to say this just because it's Lincoln Wood and Farmersville, Raymond Harville, Wagner, and them guys. But that's one thing about Lancer fans. This could be the 100th place game in the whole series if they had one, and the same amount of people would show up. They draw well. They always support. Yeah. And someone asked me from Lincoln Wood one time why that was. I go, well.
Here's Logan Tabor, the second baseman for Marissa, leading off in the top of the second inning as the Meteors trail the Lancers 1-0. Josh Glick back to the hill. He struck out two in that first inning, and a curveball starts him off, and there's a called strike, 0-1. And I tell you right now, if Josh Glick's curveball is on.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about Josh is farther in the game he goes, the more that arm gets loosened up.
Here's the 0-1, swing and a foul and a curveball. And that's strike two on Logan Tabor. He's a right-handed hitter. He'll be followed by the catcher, Michael Lloyd, and then the left fielder, Cody Mahan, for Marissa. Again, with the cloud cover, a lot of cloud cover here today. They're calling for showers later this afternoon. And actually, yeah, the best chance of rain is tonight and tomorrow. They're hoping to be able to get the 2A games in tonight. I don't think we'll have a problem with the 1A championship here this afternoon. 0-2 the count on Logan Tabor. Glick gets the sign he wants and fires, and this one's down low with a fastball. And it's a ball and two strikes. Lancers will be coming home tonight. And there'll be a reception at the high school auditorium, we understand. And Athletic Director Vern Pinkston will be along to explain that to us here in a few innings. Here's a pitch, a swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Logan Tabor. Third strike out of the day for Josh Glick. One down here in the top of the second inning, and Michael Lloyd, the Meteors catcher, steps in from the right side with one out and nobody on.
Number 23. Getting the radar for you, Terry, so you can look at it.
Okay. So one out, nobody on, as Lloyd steps in from the right side. He crowds the plate a bit. Here's the pitch from Josh Glick. And this one is down and in for ball one. It's Landon Wiedekamp at third. Kyle Snyder at short. Shane Hirschelman at second. Lucas Stearin at first. The 1-0 pitch to Lloyd on the way. This one's up and away, and it's 2-0. In the outfield, Mikey Stevenson, Sam Elmore in center, and Tyler Walsh in right. Shane Burbridge doing the catching. Interesting.
Looks like we might be. Might see a little showers in this game, Terry.
Here's a 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. And it's
knocked
Burbridge's
glove right off the hand. We were doing a couple of games earlier this year, Terry, in the postseason, and we see Shane just come shaking his hand.
I wonder if he puts some ice on that every once in a while. I mean, catching these guys and. And the thing, the great thing about Shane is, with the pitching that they have and the breaking pitches they throw, he's able to dig them out of the dirt.
I think Tony Foster did something I think really cool. He went out and talked to Josh just to give time for Shane to get his glove fixed and get his hand back in. You know, I think that's kind of nice of Tony to do that.
Absolutely.
I hope that's what he was doing and not seeing something that Josh was doing wrong.
Two balls and a strike. The count to Michael Lloyd, the Marissa catcher, who's batting with one out and nobody on here in the top of the first. Marissa trailing Lincolnwood by the count of 1-0. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's two balls and two strikes. Pretty much straight away in the outfield for this hitter. Sam Elmore shaded just a little bit to right. Now they're going to bring him back to dead on center. Two balls, two strikes, the count. On Lloyd with Cody Mahan waiting on deck. Here's the 2-2 pitch. See you later. Strikeout number four. A called strike three on Michael Lloyd. Two down in the inning. And the batter will be the left fielder, Cody Mahan. He's a right-handed hitter. Marissa batting here in the top of the second inning, trailing 1-0. Two outs and nobody on for the Meteors, who were runner-up last year to the Jacksonville Round Rockets. Here's the first pitch from Glick, and a check swing to Mahan, and they asked for the appeal at first base, and
nope.
He said no. So one ball, no strikes to count to Cody Mahan. Philip Sin, the first baseman, waiting on deck for the Meteors. Boy, their jerseys are very bright orange, aren't they, Tobe?
They are.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Shot into right, base hit. Tyler Walsh comes in. He'll get it back to the infield to a one-out single. That's the first hit of the day given up by Lincolnwood pitching. And Phillip Sidden will bat with one on and two outs. Here in the top of the second inning, Lincolnwood leading Marissa 1-0.
Scoreboard has two errors up there for Marissa.
Really? Don't know why they'd have two up there. I've learned not to really trust that scoreboard too much, though, I'll be honest with you. Short lead by the runner. Here's a pitch to Phillips in, and it is a called strike with a breaking pitch, and it's 0-1. There were several times yesterday when our buddy Stan Brushaw was calling balls and strikes at home plate that the scoreboard did not match up with what Stan had as far as the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Sin. Curveball misses, and it's one ball, one strike. With Glick, being a lefty, he gets a really good look at the base runner Mahan at first base. And I'm telling you, Glick's got a pretty good move over there.
Yeah, he does.
Pretty good lead now by Mahan. He may be in dangerous territory. Here's a check on the runner. Glick delivers. Curveball. Foul back to the screen. It's a ball and two strikes.
And Finn, going, he starts like he's going, then he goes back because he doesn't know which way that leg's going to kick.
The Meteors actually had a guy steal second yesterday. He thought it was a foul ball and then ran back to first.
Stole first.
So he still basically ended up stealing first base. 1-2 the count to Sin. Check on the runner. Here's the pitch up high. And it's two balls and two strikes. Lincolnwood leading 1-0. Marissa batting here in the top of the second inning. They have a runner at first and two down. 2-2 the count on Phillipson, the first baseman. Chris Fullerton, the shortstop, is waiting on deck for Marissa. Glick gets the sign he won to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And three strikeouts in the inning, five in the ball game for Josh Glick. We go to the bottom of the second inning in this Class 1A championship game. Lincolnwood leads Marissa 1-0.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Terry Toad, Toby Dean, back at Silver Cross Field in Joliet, and we were just talking about the two errors up on the scoreboard, but you're probably right, Toby, on that first ball that Kyle Snyder hit to start off the ball game for the Lancers. The third baseman booted the ball. First off, he didn't make the catch, and then he made a wild throw, so probably two errors charged on that play. So that's probably where the two errors came from. Good point.
Error on first, and then error on the throw to second. So
there you go. Lancers lead 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and the Lancers will have Lucas Steeren, Shane Hirschman, Tyler Walsh, and if anybody gets on, Mikey Stevenson. Here's Luke. He powered one over the left field wall yesterday. And he takes a breaking pitch and a called strike one. Lucas Steeren, two lefties on this pitching staff. And here's a hard hit ball to third. Oh, good play this time by the third baseman. Long throw is not in time. I think he would have beat that out. I think that's a base hit. That's got to be a base hit.
We will see.
But Steeren is aboard. That's the base hit. Luke hit it very hard to the third baseman, Barton, who did a great job of going to his knees and then having to stand up and throw. And Luke was too quick down the line. So the Lancers have a leadoff man aboard again. And here's Shane Hirschman. Lancers lead 1-0, one on and nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Hirsch is a right-handed hitter. He swings and misses at a fastball for strike one.
Every inning yesterday's game, the Lancers had the leadoff runner on?
Most every inning. I think they went in order once yesterday. There's a throw to first base, and Luke Steeren back safely. So one strike to count to the junior second baseman, Shane Hirschman. Another throw to first, and the runner back safely, and that was a little bit closer. Phelps got a pretty good move to first. One strike to count to Shane. As Hirschman awaits the pitch from Phelps, this one's up and away. And it's one ball, one strike.
And Chase Yeager, the senior from Lincolnwood, is here.
Is he in the dugout with
him? I'm not sure where he's at.
Here's the next pitch, and this one's away. 2-1 the count.
My lovely bride told me that he was here.
Great. So. Chase was injured late in the season. He was the first baseman for the Lancers, a big part of this success this year. Curveball, swing and a miss. And Herschelman, now 2-2, trying to move Lucas Steering along. He's at first base with nobody out.
And the Jackhammer mascot's here.
Oh, joy. Here's the pitch. Herschelman up the middle. Could be two. Grabbed by the second baseman. Flipped to the shortstop to first base. Double play, and I'll be darned. The Meteors have turned their second double play of the day. Another 4-6-3 twin killing. So two down, and Tyler Walsh will be the batter. Now, Meteors defense, even though they have two errors, they've turned two double plays here in the ball game. And Tyler Walsh will bat with two down and nobody on. Lance is leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Tyler digs in from the right side. He's a senior. Pitches up high for ball one.
Tyler got a walk in the base hit yesterday, and we talked about how his mom and dad said he gets to go up an inch every time he, or a size on TV every time he gets a hit in the postseason. But he's up to a 28-inch right now.
Yeah, I know. Talked to him last night a little bit. Said, how'd you swing that deal, man? Here's a high fly ball. Hit very well into left.
Going
back to the left fielder just in front of the track, and it's Cody Mahan hauling it in for the third out of the inning. So in the inning, the Lancers go in order thanks to the double play. We go to the top of the third inning. It is Lincolnwood 1 and Marissa nothing.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Well, we go to the top of the third inning. Lincolnwood 1, Marissa nothing. Marissa will have Chris Fullerton, Elijah Barton, and then back to the top of the batting order and Joseph Phelps due up. The Meteors are 30-7 coming into this game today. The Lancers 33-2. And both schools and their fans have to be very proud of the accomplishments of these kids. Of course, Marissa finished second in the state tournament last year. This is the Lancers' first appearance in a state baseball tournament championship game in the history of the school. This is the third time they made the state tournament. They made it back in 1973 when it was one class, and they played at Minen Field in Peoria, and then they made it in 1996 when it was played at Lanford Ballpark, and neither time could get past the quarterfinal round. The quarterfinal round actually was the super sectional game this year where the Lancers beat Jacksonville Rout.
We were talking about the luxury of having two left-handers, and to do with Luke Stern and Josh Glick. And I told last night, Terry, 1973, Lincolnwood had the luxury of two left-handers.
My classmates, Rodney Johnson and Dan Fuchs, and Rodney Johnson, I think, probably one of the most unheralded athletes in Lincolnwood history. He probably doesn't get enough accolades. He was an absolutely terrific athlete, and he ranks among the leaders probably in baseball and basketball. He was just a superb athlete. Here's the pitch. There were a lot of great athletes on that team, but I never thought Rodney really got his due.
And then you said there was some beast, some man-child under the mound on the right-hander?
Big Mike Bowler. Yeah, he was a big dude. Fullerton swings and misses, and it's one ball, one strike as Chris, the shortstop, leads off for Marissa here in the top of the third inning. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch those, follow those guys back in high school.
Was the Mayor Raymond on that team?
Yep, the mayor was on the team. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Fullerton. This one's up and away, and it's 2-1.
So pretty exciting times back in 72 when the basketball team went to state, and then the next year the baseball team went to state.
Cal Hubbard was the coach back in 73, and of course Cal went on to Westmont after that, and then eventually ended up at Normal U High and had a lot of success there. I see Cal at the state basketball tournament every year. 2-1 the count. On Chris Fullerton, the shortstop for Marissa. Here's a pitch from Josh Glick. This one's up high, and the count goes to 3-1. The 8-9-1 batters due up for the Meteors. Elijah Barton to follow, and then Joseph Phelps. Glick has struck out 5, walked none at this point, but he's threatening to walk the leadoff batter here. He's got a 3-1 count on Fullerton. Here's a pitch to Fullerton, and this one is ball 4 up high. So a leadoff walk issue to Fullerton. And Elijah Barton will be the batter.
Third base, number 15.
Barton.
Elijah Burton.
Is a right-handed hitter.
Elijah Burton.
Burton. My mistake. It is Burton. So the pitch to Burton is up and away for ball one. Throw to first base and the runner back safely. Actually, I copied this off of Peter Stork's starting lineup. Peter was with us a few years ago. He's now working at the station covering Marissa. Couldn't read his writing. So Elijah Burton, one ball the count. See if he squares the bunt this time. He does, and the pitch is up high, and the count is 2-0.
If you can read Carl DeBar's handwriting, you should be able to read anybody's
handwriting. You've got a point there, Tobe. Yeah, you're right. 2-0 the count to Elijah Burton, a right-handed hitting third baseman. Here's the 2-0 pitch. He takes ball three up high. Well, this is not good.
It's 8 balls out of the strike zone. 8 straight balls out of the strike zone, Terry.
A leadoff walk to Fullerton. 3-0 the count to Burton. With Self at the top of the batting order on deck, that doesn't bode well. Glick trying to take control of the situation here. He's behind in the count, 3-0. The pitch called strike, 3-1.
I say, if Burton had the green light on that one, he was been foolish to swing at it.
He would have been flailing at the air. Here's the 3-1 pitch now from Glick. And a bunt to the third baseman, Wiedekamp. He throws to second base. Out. Good play by Landon as they played that perfectly. Wiedekamp came charging hard down the third baseline and had plenty of time to throw to the second baseman, Urshelman. So Fullerton is retired. 5-4 on the putout. Burton's aboard with the fielder's choice. Now there's a runner at first. One out. And here's Phelps.
Oh, it's good to get that lead runner.
Phelps popped out to the pitcher. Glick his first time up, so he's 0-1 on the day. So one on and one out for Marissa. The Meteors trail the Lancers 1-0 as they bat here, they being Marissa in the top of the third inning. Short lead by the runner. The pitch to Phelps is a breaking pitch down and in for ball one. On the top of this batting order for Marissa, pretty potent. So Josh has his work cut out for him here.
I'd like to see a double play here. Really want to make sure David Parkinson doesn't come up the bat with runners on the bases.
That's a very good point. 1-0 they count on Joseph Phelps. Glick checks the runner. And the pitch to his counterpart. Called strike. At the knees. That is 1-1. Actually, the overcast sky makes it very comfortable here today.
It was beautiful yesterday.
It was beautiful yesterday. You're right. One ball, one strike, one out, one on, a 1-0 lead for Lincolnwood. But Marissa trying to make noise here in the top of the third. The pitch to Phelps. This one's up and in near the chinny chin chin. 2 balls and a strike.
Yesterday, a lot of people, after the game, we went down there, and a lot of people had sunburns and were expecting it. Today's the day you really can get burnt.
2-1 the count to Phelps. Josh Glick delivers. Swing and a shot up the middle. That's a base hit. Into center field. And it'll be first and second with one out for the Meteors. So Burton is at second. Phelps is at first. And Casey Pitchford is the batter. Casey, a strikeout victim his first time up. We're probably going to get a courtesy runner.
Yep.
That's going to be number 13. That's going to be Peter Kinnear. Kinnear is running at first base.
Courtesy runner at first base for the Meteors. Number 13, Peter Kinnear.
Panier, I guess is how they count, said that. So Panier running at first base for Phelps. And now a little conference between Josh Glick and his catcher, Shane Burbridge, who's trying to get straight on the signs with a runner out at second base. So Marissa now has 2 on and 1 out, trailing 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. Pitchford, a strikeout victim his first time up.
Kyle Snyder's going to come and talk to Josh Glick, too, I think. The last three batters, we've seen Josh Glick kind of uncharacteristic.
Next up for the Meteors, center fielder, Casey Pitchford.
So here's Pitchford stepping into the right-hand batter's box. Down at second base is Elijah Burton. Panier is down at first, running for Phelps, the pitcher. Here's the first pitch to Pitchford and a ground ball, double play ball. Luke Stern to the shortstop, return throw, double play. Way to go, Lancer!
Wow.
And way to get out of the inning, boys!
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Terry Toe, Toby Dean back at Silver Cross Field in Joliet. We go to the home half of the third inning. Lincolnwood leads Marissa in this state championship game in Class 1A. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Lancers. They will have 9, 1, and 2 batters up. Mikey Stevenson, Kyle Snyder, Shane Burbridge. Toby, you got a text from who?
A classmate of mine, Bill Whalen, who lives in Fort Myers, Florida. And we're going to see Bill later on this week at Irish Days. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. But he said that he's listening in Fort Myers, Florida. His brother Bill and Brandon Lambert is listening in Washington, D.C., and are texting Chuck Pope in Michigan. So everyone's listening. Thanks for a Pope at Network One Sports.
All right, here's Mikey Stevenson, the freshman, leading it off. He's a right-handed hitter facing Joseph Phelps, and Mikey takes a call, strike one. Stevenson, Kyle Snyder, Shane Burbridge due up here in the bottom of the third. Lancers need another run or two here. Here's a pitch to Stevenson. Mikey swings and misses at a curveball, and Mikey got thrust into the lineup, and after Chase Yeager went down and did a lot of courtesy running and pinch running, and now he finds himself playing basically every day, every game. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one's up and away, a ball and two strikes.
Mikey had a big two RBI double last week against Carrollton.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Stevenson. He swings and misses and is down on strikes. That's his first strike out of the day for Phelps. The one down in the inning, and Kyle Snyder will be the batter. Kyle reached on an error. Actually, there was two errors awarded on that play, or issued on that play, and he ended up scoring the lone run of the ball game thus far back in the first inning. So he bats with one out, nobody on, and Phelps starts him off with a curveball and a called strike one. Beautiful ballpark here at Joliet, Silver Cross Field, named for Silver Cross Hospital. Next pitch, ground ball to the shortstop, Fullerton. His throw to first in time, and Kyle's retired 6-3 for the second out, and Shane Burbridge will be the batter. You don't think one run's going to do it today, Cole, do you?
We said in the sports show this could turn out to be a pitching duel. So far it has. Only two hits by both teams.
Shortstop, Kyle Snyder.
Shane Burbridge is the batter. Shane walked and was erased on the double play back in the first inning. So two outs and nobody on. The pitch to Shane is down and in for ball one on a breaking pitch. Lancer fans are sitting quietly down there. They're waiting to explode. They want something to cheer about. Here's the next pitch. This one is outside, 2-0.
Well, other than Tyler Walsh's fly ball, there really hasn't been anything out in the outfield today, Terry.
Burbridge awaits the 2-0. Ball three is down low. And waiting on deck is Josh Glick. The Meteors of Marissa. Kind of a neat name. Here's a 3-0 pitch, ball four. And a two-out walk issued to Shane Burbridge. And walks for the second time today.
Jake Leonard will come and be a courtesy runner for the catcher.
And Jake's going to get the okay from the home plate umpire before running out there. So Jake Leonard takes over at first for Shane Burbridge. So the Lancers have a runner at first and two down, and Josh Glick, who hit into that double play back in the first inning, is the batter. Glick possesses power. So he can drive one into the alley or drive one over the wall if he gets the right pitch. Could be tough, though. This Joseph Phelps kid from Marissa, he's a pretty darn good pitcher. Here's a pitch to Josh. Half swing, he went around, though.
Yep.
And a strike one. That pitch up around the chin. 0-1 the count on Josh.
It's that big old beach ball coming in at you, Terry, when it's up there like that.
Glick's record 12-1 coming into the game today. As far as his pitching record's concerned, Josh swings and misses at a pitch down into the third. And there goes the runner to second base, and he is safe. The ball gets away into right field, and down to third base goes Jake Leonard. There'll be an error on that play. So probably a stolen base and an error, E2 on the play.
I think Jake got lucky because he took off after the catcher already had the ball, and it's almost like a delayed steal. He almost got caught up out there in no man's land, but the catcher kind of started to throw the ball before he had control of it and kind of lost the grip on it.
Here's the 0-2 pitch to Glick. Josh, a ground ball up the middle. Fielded, booted by the second baseman. Lancers get that second run. How about that?
Errors and walks, Terry. Errors and walks.
E4 on that play. Puts Glick aboard. That brings home Leonard, and the Lancers have a 2-0 lead. Toby, we say it all the time. Put it in play, and let's see what happens.
Exactly.
That's the name of the game, especially in high school baseball. So now two outs and a run in for the Lancers. A runner at first base is Glick, and here's Sam Elmore. He drove in the first run of the ball game for the Lancers. Sam's been swinging a hot bat. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1.
Terry, I think it'd be hard-pressed to find any other team in the state, no matter what class, that can score so well with two outs as Lincoln weekend.
They have proven that they've done it consistently in the tournament, that's for sure. Sam pops this one up. Gosh, this is a mile high. It's going to come back into the stand. Watch out.
A Mercer player, or parent, looked like he was going to try to grab it, then he thought wisely and moved his hand.
Get me out of the way, man. Get me out of here. 2-0, Lancers lead. We're in the bottom of the third inning. They have a runner at first base and two down. Two strikes to count on Sam Elmore. Come on, Sam, put it in play, buddy. Landon Wiedekamp waiting on deck. Sam chokes up on the bat, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. That's strikeout number two on the day for Phelps. Elmore is retired in the inning, though, with the help of a two-out walk, an error on the catcher, a throwing error, then another error on the second baseman. The Lancers pick up an additional run, an unearned run. And after three innings of play, it's Lincolnwood 2, Marissa nothing.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Well, here's David Parkinson to lead things off for Marissa. The Meteors trail 2-0. Parkinson, a strikeout victim, his first time up. And the first pitch is a breaking pitch away for ball one. He's a left-handed hitter. We are in the top of the fourth inning. Lincolnwood leads 2-0 in the state championship game. Parkinson, Tabor, and Lloyd, the 3, 4, and 5 batters due up. And here's a swing and a miss. That one tied him up inside. And it's one ball, one strike.
This is the actual killer of the team. Parkinson batting 426, 13 doubles and 5 home runs, leads the team in home runs.
There's the 1-1 pitch. This one's up and away. And it's two balls and a strike. Landon Wiedekamp at third, Kyle Snyder at short, Shane Hirschelman at second, Luke Stern at first, Mikey Stevenson in left, Sam Elmore in center, Tyler Walsh in right, Shane Burbridge catching for the Lancers. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, two balls, two strikes. The count on David Parkinson. And there's Vern Pinkston,
yep.
My buddy Vern, an athletic director of Lincolnwood High School. And after this batter does something, we'll talk to Vern here a little bit. Here's the 2-2 pitch from the lefty Glick, and swing and a miss. Strikeout number 6, and the play goes K23 for the putout. And Vern, tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening tonight when the Lancers come home.
Well, first of all, win or lose, we're real proud of our team. No matter what happens tonight on the way home, they're going to stop probably in Springfield, be around 6 o'clock for a meal. And then after the meal, hope to arrive at Farmersville around 7:30. And there we'll line up for a big parade and take the parade into Raymond and have a little reception at the high school, a welcoming reception around 8 o'clock for the team. So that's kind of the plan as of now.
One strike to count to Tabor, a strikeout victim his first time up. The next pitch is a swing and a miss, and he's in a hole, 0-2, and that's win or lose.
I'm disappointed. Vern was supposed to be here in the fifth inning bringing ice cream.
You know what? I had a couple of people ask us about that because I've referred to the fifth inning frenzy before, and we'll tell them about it here in a second. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Tabor. A fly ball shot deep into right center field. This one's going to go to the wall. It'll be extra bases for Logan Tabor. He hits second, makes the turn, goes to third base, a wide throw coming into third, and a one-out triple by Logan Tabor for Marissa. And the tying run will be at the plate for the Meteors in the person of Michael Lloyd. We ran a few tournaments in the summertime and sold Prairie Farms ice cream. And during the fifth inning,
that big ice cream frenzy, the fifth inning frenzy, is always...
Well, three.
Usually it's about 100 degrees outside and everybody couldn't wait for the ice cream frenzy to come around.
The Meteors have a runner at third and one out. Here's Michael Lloyd, a strikeout victim, his first time up. The pitch from Glick is a breaking pitch and a called strike. All got away from Burbridge, but didn't get very far. 0-1 the count to Lloyd. So the Meteors are trying to make a little noise here in the top of the fourth inning. They trail 2-0 to the Lancers. Vern, this has been a heck of a run for this baseball team, hasn't it?
It's been a heck of a run for all of our teams this year. It's been quite a season, starting with the golf and the volleyball and the soccer through the basketball, now with softball, and finishing up with the baseball here. It's just been a tremendous year all the way around.
Pitch is pulled foul down the third baseline. Two strikes to count on Michael Lloyd. So the meeting tonight, they'll be eating in Springfield about 6.
Plan is to be in Springfield around 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And when they get finished up there, we'll hope to be in Farmersville. There's been rumors of lining up around Divernon, but I would say we'll probably meet in Farmersville and take a little parade around there and head over to Raymond, parade around there, and meet at the and finish up at the gym.
Oh, at the gym and not the auditorium.
The auditorium. That's the school. Yes,
okay.
Be
in the auditorium. All right. Two strikes to count to Michael Lloyd. Here comes the pitch. Just misses low. And, Vern, you were on the first state baseball team back in 73, so you know how much fun this is.
It's a lot of fun, and it's pretty nerve-wracking, too, for everybody. But this bunch here, they've handled it really well.
There's a swing and a miss. The runner at third stays. Burbridge throws the first out. The return throw home, and the Meteors get on the board. So Lloyd strikes out, K2-3. Logan Tabor runs home after the throw down to first base. So the Lancers pick up the out, but give up the run, and that makes it a 2-1 ball game. And the batter will be Cody Mahan with two outs and nobody on. So the Meteors, some pretty good base running there by Logan Tabor. He timed it just right as Burbridge had to throw to first base to retire the batter. He scurried home with the first run of the day for the Meteors, and that makes it a 2-1 game.
Now, a big part of this is who can keep their nerves under control. And this bunch, they've played a lot of summer ball and done a lot of traveling, got a lot of kids on summer traveling teams and stuff like that, and I think they're used to the big games. So,
first pitch to Cody Mahan is fouled out of play for strike one. He singled his first time up back in the second inning. So, well, anyway, we want to invite all the Lancer fans to meet us at Farmersville and parade around the Panhandle area and come out to the auditorium later on tonight.
We've got a real nice turnout here today.
Here's a ground ball to Luke Steer, and he races the batter to the bag, and Mahan has retired 3 unassisted. But in the inning, the Meteors come up with 1 run. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lincolnwood leads Marissa 2-1.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic broadcast here on FM 106. Terry Toad's call from the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship. His alma mater, Lincolnwood, taking on Marissa.
Well, Marissa comes up with a run after Logan Tabor tripled with one out. Michael Lloyd struck out on a breaking pitch that Burbridge threw to first base to retire him, and then Tabor scurried home with the Meteors' only run of the game. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lincolnwood leads Marissa 2-1 in the state championship game. It'll be Landon Wiedekamp, Luke Steeren, and Shane Hirschman due up for the Lancers as Phelps goes back to the hill. He's walked two, struck out two, and the first pitch to Landon Wiedekamp is a called strike at the letters, 0-1. Landon grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Lancers need some more runs. Come on, guys. The next pitch is way up high, and it's 1-1.
Montgomery County Fair Queen, Caitlin Wiedekamp, says she's listening in the living room and gives the Lancers her queenly blessing.
All right. Next pitch is down low to Landon. It's 2-1. Thanks for texting Toby. He's kind of keeping us on top of the situation here. Had an awful lot of nice comments from folks. Here's a pop-up right side. This goes out towards the direction of the first baseman, Philip Sin, and he grabs it in foul territory, and Wiedekamp is retired for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the batter will be Luke Steeren. Lucas singled in his first at-bat today, back in the second inning, and was erased on a 4-6-3 twin killing.
First baseman, Lucas Steeren.
Two runs, two hits, no errors for the Lancers. One run, three hits, four errors for Marissa. Here's the pitch. Steeren fouls it back on top of us here. Strike one.
I had it, Terry.
You had my back all the way, right?
Yep.
Or you were behind my back. What was it?
I was prepared to catch it.
Okay. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Lucas. Curveball misses down low. 1-1. Well, there's fans still coming into the ball.
Yeah. I think I'm using my cat-like reflexes to grab it out of the air.
Yeah, cat-like reflexes. There you go, buddy. Stick with that story, okay? 2-1 the cat.
Is that a stuffed cat? Here's the 2-1 pitch. Sean Fowl, watch out down there, Coach Paprock. Wow, that just about took Chris's head off. Wow, he's holding his chest down there. That scared the daylights out of him as Lucas Searin shot went down there in foul territory. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes to Luke.
Well, I can guarantee this, Terry, there's no cat in the world that can move like me.
Amen to that, brother.
If he's moving like me, it's a turtle.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Lucas pops it up out to the second baseman, out to Logan Tabor. On the infield, Durden, Logan makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And the batter will be Shane Hirschelman. It's a 2-1 lead for the Lancers as they bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Shane Hirschelman is the batter. He hit into the 4-6-3 double play in the second inning. There was a 4-6-3 in the first inning as well. And Marissa turned. And Hirschelman takes a called strike at the knees, 0-1. Tyler Waltz waiting on deck, hoping for a chance to bat here in the inning. Here's a pitch from Phelps. Phelps' kid tossed a pretty good game today. His defense hasn't helped him much, committing 4 errors. But he's kept him in the ball game. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. And you take away those 4 errors.
We got a tight ball game.
How about that?
Actually, Marissa will be leading 1-0.
1-0. 1 ball, 2 strikes to count the pitch. And Hirschelman swings and misses and is down on strikes. He thought he fouled the pitch. And now the catcher is going to tag him out. They're going to ask for help. I don't know how they can ask for help from the base umpires on the foul tip. And I'm sure Shane's probably not going to win this argument. They're going to ask for some help. Foul ball. And the first base umpire says, yeah, I think he did foul it. So Hirschelman has life. So the count remains 1 ball, 2 strikes. And now the coach for Marissa, Jason Smith, comes out and he says,
how do you know it's a foul ball down here?
Well, I think he's asking, look, you didn't throw your hands up and say foul ball when it happened. I think that's what he's commenting on, which is a lot of times what will happen to the base umpires. But nonetheless, Shane Hirschelman has a second opportunity here with a 1-2 count. Base is empty, 2 down. Lancers leading 2-1. The pitch to Shane is over but low, and it's 2-2. To take the errors away, Marissa would be leading this ballgame. Here's the pitch. Hirschelman fouls it, and the count is 2-2. So that's how good Phelps is. He's a good pitcher. This is a pitching matchup we thought it was going to be. And good pitching generally stops good hitting. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. See you later. Ball strike 3. Phelps has struck out his third of the day. The Lancers go in order in the bottom of the fourth. After 4 innings of play in this Class 1A state championship, Lincolnwood 2, Marissa 1.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A state baseball championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Barry Toe, Toby Dean back at Silver Cross Field in Joliet, Illinois. The Class 1A boys state baseball tournament championship game. After 4 innings of play, Lincolnwood leads Marissa 2-1. The Meteors finished second last year in the Class A tournament, the Jacksonville Rouge. And the Lancers making their first ever appearance in the state finals after 2 previous appearances in the quarterfinals back in 73 and 96. So for the Meteors here in the top of the fifth inning, it'll be the bottom three in the batting order. Philip Sin, Chris Fullerton, and Elijah Burton. As Josh Glick goes back to the hill, Josh with 6 strikeouts on the day, 1 walk. And he will face the bottom three in the batting order. I want to thank all of our sponsors who have made the broadcast possible, all of our high school sports, because this will be our last high school sports broadcast of the school year, and Football Friday will be our next one.
Football Friday?
Wow. Without our sponsors, none of this happens, so please patronize them as much as you can. Good luck to the Southwestern Piasaw Birds in their state championship game tonight at Eastside Center in East Peoria. To the Metro East Lutheran Knights playing in the 2A baseball state championship here later on tonight. Here's Phillip Sin, a strikeout victim his first time up. Right-handed hitter. He's the first baseman for Marissa, leading off here in the top of the fifth inning. The first pitch is a breaking pitch up high for ball one.
And we want to thank our listeners, too. I mean, everyone's texting in saying they're listening. Brian Wood, I'm sure he's planting beans in Raymond. Karen Pickle in Atlanta, Georgia, text me and says she's listening via the internet. So 2-0. That's all our listeners.
2-0 the count to the leadoff hitter, Philip Sin. Here's the next pitch from Josh Glick. This one's fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-1. Fullerton to follow, then Burton for the Meteors of Marissa. Long way to go in this ball game. We're only in the top of the fifth inning. A tight, tight ball game. A 2-1 lead for the Lancers. Sin awaits the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, right field. Tyler Walsh getting a beat on it, and Tyler makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One down, and Chris Fullerton will be the batter. He drew a walk to lead off the third inning. And then was forced out. So we're in the top of the fifth inning. Lincolnwood 2, Marissa 1. Marissa batting with one out and nobody on. Fullerton, a right-handed hitting shortstop. The pitch is fouled off to the third base side for strike one. It's amazing who you see at the ballpark. That jackhammer mascot. He's kind of a weird dude.
Over there at Jammer's Backyard Barbecue?
Yeah, Jammer, he's kind of a weird mascot. Curveball, called strike. That one froze Fullerton, and it's 0-2.
I wonder if his name is Jack Hammer.
Two strikes they count on Fullerton. Glick gets the sign he wants from Burbridge, and now the home plate umpire, Tony Boster, calls time on behalf of the batter. Chris Fullerton. Fullerton steps back in. 0-2 the count. Glick gets his sign. Here's a pitch from Josh on the way, and a swing and a miss, and strikeout number 7 on the day for Josh Glick. 2 down in the inning, and Elijah Burton will be the batter. Burton reached on a fielder's choice. His first time up, he bats with 2 down and nobody on. Marissa trailing 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning.
330 down left field line, 327 down right field line, 360 to the fire department behind the field.
560 feet to the fire department, yeah. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch misses down and in to Burton for ball one.
Pretty cool how they got that up there.
They've got so much advertising on the wall out there, they've covered up the distances, except for the distances down the foul line. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Burton. There's a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. This is the Class 1A State Baseball Championship on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois and
America's high school sports leader.
Swing and a miss for strike two. Burton in the hole, 1-2.
Not just on FM 106, but we're also WSMIRadio.com via Network One Sports.
And we thank them for that service. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Burton. Little number off to the right side is a foul ball. And the count remains one ball, two strikes. Well, this has been a pretty terrific run for the Lancers. They had two losses to end up the regular season, both of which they got some revenge. They beat Pawnee in the regional championship, beat Carrollton in the first game of the sectional. So they avenged those two losses and have scurried right along in the playoffs. 1-2 the count to Burton for Marissa, and it's a breaking pitch just misses low, and it's two balls and two strikes.
That loss to Pawnee was still a game I didn't think needed to be played when you got to dig a big old hole out in the outfield and put a sump pump in there to get the water off there. But
that's the commitment they made.
Yes, it is.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Glick winds and fires. The pitch to Burton is, that just missed, and the count is full. Waiting on deck, Joseph Phelps, the Marissa pitcher, representing the top of the batting order. So let's end it right here, Josh. Let's get this guy and not have anybody on for the top of the order. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, two-third to Wiedekamp. Landon grabs, throws, inning over. Play goes 5-3. The Meteors go in order. We go to the home half of the fifth in the state championship game. Lincolnwood 2, Marissa 1.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
It will be Tyler Walsh, Mikey Stevenson, and Kyle Snyder due up for the Lancers, the 8-9-1 batters, as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. And back to the hill goes Joseph Phelps. The Marissa pitcher, a record of 8-1 coming into this contest today. He has struck out three, walked two batters. The Meteors have committed four errors. Both Lancer runs are unearned on the day. And here's Tyler Walsh leading it off. Tyler flew out to the left fielder his first time up. He's a senior right-handed hitter. And here we go. Phelps looks into his buddy Michael Lloyd, and the first pitch to Tyler is inside for ball one. Elijah Burton's at third. Chris Fullerton at short. Logan Tabor at second. Phillips Sun at first. Mahan pitch for Parkinson in the outfield for Marissa. Next pitch is up high, 2-0.
Tyler, I'm staying with Carl and Janet Walsh. Same hotel, Dan, Missy, and I are, and they wanted to make sure to say hi to Grandma and Grandpa Walsh.
Absolutely. 3-0 the count. How about a leadoff walk? Huh? He wouldn't, would he?
He wouldn't. He would.
He could. Phelps has walked two on the day. See if Tyler's taking on 3-0. Here's the pitch. Called strike, 3-1. Mikey Stevenson waiting on deck for the Lancers. Still cloudy here at Silver Cross Field in Joliet. They're expecting showers this afternoon and tonight. And ball four is up high. And a leadoff walk, the third walk of the day issued by Phelps. And that might lead to something good for the Lancers, who lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, Mikey needs to get this monkey off his back. He has struck out a hairy bat so far in the state tournament here.
Now Mikey's chance to move the runner over. Let's see what happens. Here's the pitch to Stevenson. Up high. Quick throw to first base. Runner back safely. Well, Phelps is throwing five straight pitches out of the strike zone. Want to know the count to Mikey Stevenson. As a freshman, hitting in the number nine spot for the Lancers. Mikey squares the bunt. Lays it down to the right side. He may beat this out. Throw to first. Close but out on a bang, bang play. And the sacrifice works. Tyler Walsh is safe at second base. Stevenson retired, 1-3 on the putout, but Mikey made it awful close.
He did. That's the speed of Mike Stevenson right there. And but he did what he was supposed to do.
And Kyle Snyder will be the batter. And Coach Paproff asking the home plate umpire, Tony Boster, talking to him about something on that play to first base.
Kyle Snyder.
But the conversation is over, so the Lancers have a runner in scoring position with one out. Back to the top of the batting order and Kyle Snyder. Come on, Kyle, how about a base hit here, buddy? First pitch is up high for ball one.
I'm thinking he was asking Tony if maybe the catcher, Marissa Catcher, might have stepped in front of Mikey before causing interference trying to go for the play of the ball. But
Here's the next pitch. This one's blowing away, 2-0.
The fielder has the right to field the ball.
That's right. Snyder reached on an error and scored in the first. Grounded out to the shortstop in the third. Ahead in the count, 2-0. Here's a pitch from Phelps. Kyle fouls this one back and out of play. Two balls and a strike. Thank all of our sponsors again who made the broadcast possible throughout the year and during the state tournament run for the Lancers. We appreciate your business and your support. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Kyle takes a breaking pitch way outside for ball three. And Shane Burbridge waiting on deck. I've sent about nine guys to the plate this inning, fellas. What do you say? Here comes the 3-1 pitch instead of step off. And boy, that was a weird looking step off.
It was.
As he didn't even step, he turned completely around. He stepped off and then spun around to his left. Snyder takes ball four down low. And now the Lancers have runners at first and second with one out, and the batter will be Shane Burbridge, who has walked twice today. And now out of the dugout comes Coach Jason Smith for Marissa.
For good cause, though. I mean, he's got four walks in this game, and he's only had 14 on the whole year.
Lancers leading 2-1, batting in the bottom of the fifth. Tyler Walsh led off the inning with a walk. Sacrificed to second by Mikey Stevenson, who was thrown out on a bang-bang play. Kyle Snyder draws a walk, so the Lancers have runners at first and second, and the catcher, Shane Burbridge, will be the batter. Shane has walked twice. And Jake Leonard, who ran for him in the third, came around to score. Coach Jason Smith talking situations with his infielders. You can see him using his hands, telling them what kind of coverage he wants, where he wants the ball to be thrown.
If the ball goes to the third base side, you're probably going to go to third base. If it's on the second base side, go for the double play.
Burbridge is the batter. Two on, one out. Lancers leading 2-1. This could be a big at-bat in this ball game. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Phelps to the stretch. The runners lead away. The pitch. The bunt popped up. And the catcher makes the catch, and the Lancers miss an opportunity as Shane Burbridge pops up in foul territory on the bunt attempt for the second out of the inning.
And the pitcher's doing the right thing. He knows when it's bunting situation, he's throwing that high ball, causing that pop-up, and we saw it several times yesterday, but he's doing a good job. He knows how to pitch when it's bunting situation.
And that's tough when you've got the bunt play on to try to get that bunt down when the pitch is up in the strike zone. So the pitcher won that duel, and here's Josh Glick with two on and two out. Let's see if Josh can help his own cause, and he swings and taps it foul down the first baseline on a breaking pitch for strike one.
The Lancers really need to plate this one run at least, get Tyler Walsh in there. It'd be great if he can tie a lot more, but they've done it in two outs before, Terry.
Walsh is at second. Snyder at first, two down. Lancers lead 2-1. The 0-1 pitch to Glick from Phelps, a swing and a miss on a breaking pitch. And I'm not sure Glick's going to see a fastball here. 0-2 the count. Sam Elmore waiting on deck. So now Glick in the hole, 0-2. He's got an open batting stance at the plate. The runners lead away at first and second. And now Phelps steps off, and now we've got a ball that somehow came out of the bullpen all the way down almost to the home plate area.
Well, they do have someone
in the bullpen.
Somebody missed one down there. So Marissa's got a pitcher warming up down the line. Two strikes to count to Glick. Come on, Josh, put her in play, buddy. Here's the pitch, and Glick fouls it off to the left side out of play. And the count remains 0-2. A little old base hit here wouldn't hurt a thing. A little old double would be even better.
Home run would even be better.
How about that? A home run, and we just about pass out. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Glick, a long fly ball down the line. This one way go. At the wall it is. Foul. Foul by about 3 feet. It had the distance, but it just went on the outside part of the foul pole down the right field line, and we just about passed out. Wow. It had the distance. Phelps hung a curveball that time, Toby, and
you,
Josh hopped on top of it.
Phelps looked at Josh, and Josh looked back at him, and he goes, bring it back, brother, bring it back.
And both the pitcher for Marissa and the pitcher, who is the batter for Lankiewicz, smiling at each other. Wow.
I dare you to throw me that one again.
So the count remains 0-2 on the long foul ball. To the belt, Phelps delivers the pitch to Glick. A fly ball into center should be caught. The center fielder, Pitchford, makes the call, makes the catch actually in left field, and that's going to end the inning. In the inning, no runs, two walks, two left stranded. The Lancers have stranded four on the day. We go to the top of the sixth inning in the state championship game. It's getting to be crunch time at the ballpark. It's Lincolnwood 2, Marissa 1.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic broadcast here on FM 106. Terry Toth's call from the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship. His alma mater, Lincolnwood, taking on Marissa.
Terry Toth, Toby Dean back at Silver Cross Field in Joliet. A 2-1 lead for Lincolnwood as Marissa will bat in the top of the sixth inning. And this is going to be a key inning here. Number one, it's going to be late in the ball game, so it's the sixth inning. Number two, it's going to be the top of the batting order due up for the Meteors, Joseph Phelps, Casey Pitchford, David Parkinson, and if anybody gets on, Logan Tabor.
I want to take care of a correction. We've been saying Royster Clark or Harville. It's not Royster, Crop Production Services of Harville. So Gene Hitchens, your manager there, and Eric Monahan.
Gino, yep.
So we apologize for that, gentlemen. And so Crop Production Services of Harville, our proud sponsor of Lincolnwood Baseball State Tournament action.
And those guys are busy.
Yeah, they are.
So here we go.
Joseph
Phelps will lead things off. He's popped out, singled. He leads it off in the top of the sixth inning as Marissa trails Lincolnwood 2-1. Boy, it'd be great to have a 1-2-3 inning here from Josh Glick. Here's the first pitch to Phelps from Josh, and it's a called strike at the knees, 0-1. We are late in the ballgame. It is the top of the sixth inning. It's a one-run lead for the Lancers. One strike to count to the right-handed hitting Phelps. Josh gets the sign and delivers. check swing just misses a check swing. Did he go around?
Yes,
he did. The first base umpire rang him up.
Owen. Got a message from Omaha, Nebraska. They're listening in Omaha. The Lot Girls, and we say hello to the girls.
Here's the 0-2 pitch to Phelps. Swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Phelps to start off the top of the sixth inning. That is the eighth strikeout of the day for Josh Glick, and the batter will be Casey Pitchford, who has struck out and hit into a double play today. He's 0 for 2.
And Mr. Phelps, Mr. Glick, thanks you for going after that ball.
Pitchford steps in from the right side. We're in the top of the sixth inning. One out, nobody on for Marissa. Lincolnwood leading 2-1. The pitch from Glick. Swing and a shot. Foul down the right side up the hillside. Nope. He actually bounced off the fence before getting up the hill.
1-3-4 for Marissa. 2-2-0 for the Lancers.
This is a 1A championship. The 2A will be decided later tonight. I think they've got a 7 o'clock game. And good luck to Metro East Lutheran. The Lutheran Knights.
I also got to say good luck to Stanford Olympia. Them guys, been in the same hotel with them guys.
Yeah.
Friendly people and defending state champions. But good luck to you, too.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Pitchford. Called strike at the knees on a breaking pitch, and it's 0-2. So Glick ahead in the count to Pitchford. No balls and two strikes. Waiting on David Parkinson. Here's the 0-2 to Pitchford. Fouled off to the right side. That one went down the stairwell. Leading back down to the lower concourses. 0-2 the count to Pitchford. He's 0-2 on the day. Here's a pitch from Glick. Curveball. Called strike three. And Pitchford is called out on strike. That's the ninth strikeout of the day. Two down in the inning, and here's David Parkinson, who is 0-2 on the day with two strikeouts.
And probably what? Terry, I'm going to say that's probably the biggest out of the game so far for the Lancers.
Well, this would be huge because if you could send these guys down in order here in the top of the sixth inning, you certainly don't want to do battle with the top part of the batting order in the seventh. So here you go with Parkinson. He steps in from the left side. Lefty versus lefty. The pitch from Glick. Over but low for ball one with a fastball.
Parkinson, the leading hitter on this team. So having him come to the plate with nobody on bases, that's awesome.
There's the pitch. Ooh. That went inside, almost hit him. He just looks like a hitter at the plate. Doesn't he know if he just...
He's got the forearms are huge.
Huge
biceps.
He's got a little bit of a swagger about him. He just really looks like throw it in here and I'll take a whack at it. 2-0 the count to Parkinson. Here's a pitch from Glick. Foul back to the screen, 2-1. Be good to end it right here and keep Logan Tabor leading off in the seventh inning. Lancers are leading 2-1. Marissa batting top of the sixth, two outs and nobody on. 2-1 the count to David Parkinson. Josh Glick winds and fires, and a check swing up high, and it's 3-1. There's a big pitch coming up right now for Josh on 3-1. He doesn't want to put the tying run on base.
No, he doesn't.
A 3-1 pitch from Glick to David Parkinson on the way. Ground ball to Luke Stern. The ball stayed down on Lucas, and he tags the bag. And Parkinson is retired 3 unassisted. So the Marissa Meteors go in order in the top half of the sixth inning after 5.5 here in the state championship game. The Lanceros 2, the Meteors 1. Back with more baseball in a moment.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Here we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Sam Elmore to lead it off. He takes the fastball up high for ball one. Elmore, Wiedekamp, Steering do up. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lancers leading 2-1. Lancers could use an insurance run or two. Sam swings and misses, and it's one ball, one strike. On the day, Sam has singled, driven in a run, and struck out, so he's 1-for-2 on the day. Leading it off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and there's a foul off to the right side, out of play. And the count is one ball, two strikes.
24 years ago, Terry, the Litchfield Purple Panthers were here. They finished second in state in 1985.
That was in Lamford Ballpark. Yeah. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Sam up the middle, a base hit. There you go, buddy. Sam Elmore with his second hit of the game. That is only the third hit of the day for the Lancers. And here's Landon Wiedekamp. Boy, an insurance run would sure be nice for Josh Glick. In the top of the seventh inning, Landon Wiedekamp is grounded out, popped out in foul territory, 0 for 2 on the day. And Wiedekamp at the plate, a lead by the runner. Phelps holds the ball and delivers up high, ball one. And I think the fans were cheering because Landon's name has been mispronounced twice before today, and
yeah.
They got it right. Been there, done that. I know how that is. Here's the next pitch. Called strike. One ball, one strike to Landon. Waiting on deck, Lucas Steeren. Elmore singles to lead off the inning. Sam's at first. He has his lead. A throw to first base, and he dives back in safely. This is a 2-1 ball game. Lincolnwood leading Marissa as the Lancers bat here in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-1 pitch to Wiedekamp is down low, and that makes it 2-1.
And you've got to watch Sam Elmore on the bases. I mean, this kid is very aggressive. We saw earlier in the postseason where a dropped third strike got by the catcher, and Sam ended up all the way on second base.
Landon Wiedekamp fouls this pitch back to the screen. It's two balls and two strikes.
And he wasn't even stopping when he turned first, Terry.
No, he just kept running. He knew the ball had gotten away, and he took off to second. That was his goal. And not that particular play. 2-2 the count to Landon. Come on, Landon. Here's the pitch. The runner goes. It's a high for a ball. The throw to second is not in time. The ball was dropped anyway. And a stolen base for Sam Elmore. And a full count now on Landon Wiedekamp. But the Lancers trying to make a little noise here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Have a runner at first. Nobody out. And a 3-2 count on Landon Wiedekamp.
Come on, Landon, a double. We need a double.
To the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Landon is down on strike for the first out of the inning. And the batter will be Lucas Steeren. So the Lancers lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. One on and one out. And Lucas Steeren has singled, popped out today. He was erased in the double play back in the second. Get a hold of one here, Luke. Here's the pitch to Lucas. Curveball. Starts him off with a called strike. That one dropped in there at the knees on the inside part of the plate. 0-1 the count. Luke's a senior. Throws left, but that's from the right side. Phelps checks the runner at second. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Inside, outside. That's the way to work it if you're Joseph Phelps. Now Steeren has to protect the plate. He's in the hole 0-2. Phelps delivery on the way. Lucas takes ball one down and in. One ball, two strikes to count. Sam Elmore is at second base.
Phelps had the idea of kind of pitching him inside, the back him away from the plate, see if he comes outside with it now.
Yeah. And now Steeren fouls the pitch.
Oh, that was a weird one. I think he went all the way around, and actually when he went around, he came back and hit it.
Count remains 1-2 to Lucas Steeren. Shane Hirschelman waiting on deck for the Lancers. Hoping for an opportunity to bat here in this inning with maybe a runner over at third base or a run home. Steeren awaits the 1-2. Lucas. Ball gets away from the catcher. Down to third base goes Sam Elmore. I think they'll probably score that a wild pitch. But nonetheless, Elmore scurries on down to third base. And the count goes to 2-2 on Lucas Steeren. Now a fly ball. He'll give the Lancers an additional run. If Luke can launch one to the outfield, here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Lucas is down on strike. Two down in the inning, and Shane Hirschelman will be the batter. Shane is hit into a double play in the second, struck out in the fourth.
I think it's starting to rain, Terry.
And it looks like it is sprinkling a little bit. Nice place for Shane to get his first hit of the day. Ball, nope, that's a called strike at the letter. Kind of a delayed call from Tony Boster that time.
And Landon Wiedekamp is in the Lancer bullpen warming up.
Yeah, we're catching a little rain here coming into the press box. Next pitch is up high. One ball, one strike. And we're calling for some showers this afternoon. 1-1 the count on Hirschelman. The next pitch, Shane reaches out, hits it to the right side slowly into no man's land. Nobody at first base. And the Lancers pick up another run. How about that? You put it into play, and crazy things happen at times. And the Lancers lead 3-1.
It's like almost like confusion down there as the second baseman, the pitcher, and first baseman all converged on the ball on the slow roller, and nobody covering first base.
So the Lancers now have a two-run lead again at 3-1. Give an RBI to Shane Hershelman on the infield single, and here's Tyler Walsh. Let's see if Tyler can rip into one here. And add to that Lincolnwood lead. Hershelman with a lead at first. The pitch to Tyler, hit by the pitch. So now the Lancers have two on. With two out, here in the bottom of the sixth inning, one run already home, and Mikey Stevenson will be the batter. And now Coach Jason Smith wants to come out and talk to his hurler. And this will be his second charge conference. Or is it going to be his? No, it's only his second, I believe.
Yep.
So he's going to talk to his hurler. Meanwhile, Mikey Stevenson, the freshman, who successfully sacrificed his last time up, struck out back in the third, as Shane Hershelman at second, Tyler Walsh at first. And this would be a wonderful opportunity for the freshman, Mikey Stevenson, to get his first state tournament hit here this afternoon. Come on, Mikey. Just slap her on into right field, buddy. Mikey steps in from the right side. Phelps looks in for the side. The runners lead away. Here comes the pitch to Stevenson. Up high, gets away from the catcher. The runners will advance to second and third. Well, the wheels haven't fallen off the Marissa wagon, but they're getting a little wobbly, folks. Runners at second and third for the Lancers. One run home, one ball to count on Mikey Stevenson. And if Mikey can get his first base hit of the tournament here, the Lancers might have an additional two runs. Phelps will work from the full windup now. On the 1-0 pitch, here it comes. Stevenson swing and a fly ball off to the right side, going to drift out of play. One ball, one strike. Come on, Mikey, hang in there, buddy. You can do it.
Whitney Martin says Ashley and her dad are listening. Also on her cousin's graduation, go Lancers. Awful Tanya Rosenthal.
One ball, one strike to count to Stevenson. The pitch from Phelps. There's a called strike at the knees, and it's one ball and two strikes. Down to third base is Hershelman. Walsh is at second. 1-2 the count to Stevenson. Phelps looking for the strikeout. Stevenson the base hit. The pitch. Mikey, base hit maybe up the middle. Grabbed by the shortstop. Throw to first base in time. And that retires the side. But the Lancers come up with a gift run here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lancers, believe it or not, are three outs away from the state championship. But those last three outs can be awful tough to get. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Lincolnwood 3 and Marissa 1.
You're listening to a WSMI Classic here on FM 106, the 2009 Class A State Baseball Championship between Lincolnwood and Marissa.
Terry Toad, Toby Dean back at Silver Cross Field in Joliet as some light rain is coming down now. Josh Glick still back out on the mound for the Lancers as he enters the seventh inning of work. The Lancers have three outs to get, and if they do, they can claim the Class 1A State Baseball Championship, the first ever state championship in the history of the school. But they will have the heart of the batting order due up, Logan Tabor, Michael Lloyd, and Cody Mahan for the Marissa Meteors. These guys were here last year and lost to Jacksonville Route, and they will not go easily here in the top of the seventh inning. Landon Wiedekamp was warming up down the sideline, so Landon might be ready if they need a relief pitcher. But let's see what Josh Glick can do. Josh has struck out nine, walked one on the day, and he faces Tabor for the third time today. He has struck out, tripled, and scored on the day. Here's the pitch to Tabor. Curveball up high for ball one. Lancers need three big outs.
Big Al Fulcampose on his way to U of I, the basketball camp of the Sun Ryan, says hi.
Called strike at the knees to Logan Tabor. One ball, one strike to count. Marissa batting in the top of the seventh, trailing 3-1. Glick gets the sign and delivers. Called strike on a breaking pitch, and it's a ball and two strikes. As this Lancer fan's becoming more excited, each pitch that rolls along and each strike that's called. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Tabor. Ground ball to Wiedekamp, a one hopper. Landon throws the first. One out. Two outs to go. Michael Loy, the batter. He has struck out twice today. A 3-1 lead for the Lancers here in the top of the seventh. Marissa with one out and nobody on. And the catcher, Michael Lloyd, at the plate. Lancers will be coming home tonight. They'll be stopping in Springfield for some food, have a reception, and a parade through Farmersville and Raymond. Should end up at the auditorium about 8 o'clock tonight. A called strike on a curveball to Michael Lloyd, 0-1.
Joe Slidham said, me and the boys are cleaning a couple turtles while listening to the game.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking pitch. This is up high. It's one ball, one strike.
We got a sniper sliding. WSMI.
1-1, the count to Michael Lloyd with Cody Mahan waiting on deck. Come on, Josh. Let's get this guy right here, buddy. Josh Click gets the sign. He winds. He fires. The pitch is a little number to the right side. Lucas Stern grabs it, steps on the bag. Lancers are one out away. One out away from the state championship. The batter will be Cody Mahan. If the Lancers can get this final out, if they can get this final out, they will be number one in the state.
I got goosebumps already.
I know. The Lancer fans are on their feet. Here at Joliet Silver Cross Stadium, and Cody Mahan is 1-for-2 on the day. Two outs and nobody on. Lancers leading 3-1. The pitch from Josh Glick. Here it comes, and it is down low for ball one. 0-1 they count. Lancers, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Marissa, 1 run, 3 hits, 4 errors. Lancers trying to win the first ever championship, first ever state championship in the school's history. They are one out away. The 1-0 pitch to Cody Mahan. This one's up high, and it's 2-0. Waiting on deck is Philip Sin for the Marissa Meteors. Let's have a big homecoming parade for the Lancers tonight, fans. Here's the 2-0 pitch. This game is not over yet. Just let me assure you of that. All three is inside. If this man gets aboard, the tying run would come to the plate. But either way, the Lancers deserve a big homecoming tonight. The first two have been retired. 3-0 the count on Cody Mahan. Glick steps off the pitcher's plate, rubs up the baseball, looks in for the sign now as he climbs back on top of the plate. Here's the pitch. Called strike, and it's 3-1. And the Lancers are 2 strikes away from the state tournament championship.
Rex Gray, he's received, says hi. Hope I have a check plan.
Here's the 3-1 pitch to Mahan. And that is ball four. So Glick issues a two-out walk here in the top of the seventh, his second walk of the day. That brings the tying run to the plate in the person of Philip Sin. Sin has struck out and has flown out 0-for-2 on the day. They're not going to hold the runner on as Steering is playing back in his normal position. The outfield maybe just a half a step deeper. Sin's a right-handed batter. The pitch from Glick, here it comes, down low for ball one. Chris Fullerton waiting on deck for the Meteors. He hopes to get a chance to bat. Meanwhile, the Lancer fans say, let's put an end to it right here, Josh. Glick to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Called strike. One ball, one strike to count. Dennis struck out, flown out today. Batting with one on and two outs here in the top of the seventh. Marissa trailing 3-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball, called strike two, and the Lancers are 1 strike away from winning the Class A Baseball State Championship. Glick steps off the baseball rubber.
We're going to see
steps back on the baseball rubber. 1-2 the count. Glick to the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Fouled out of play.
I was really late to see the knee bender here. I think we might see it right here, Terry.
I think you're right, though. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The Lancers 1 strike away from capturing the Class A State Baseball Championship. Glick looks into Burbridge for the sign. Josh to the stretch. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball. Slowly hit to the second baseman, Hirschman to first. Out here! Lancers win! Lancers win! Toby Dean, are you glad to be a Lancer fan? Wow! The Lancers have captured the Class 1A State Baseball Championship as the Rockets' red glare in the background. Congratulations to Lincoln High School
as the fans celebrate, the players celebrate, and the Lincolnwood High School baseball team of 2009 has boldly gone where no high school team in the history of Lincolnwood has gone before, and that's to capture an IHSA state baseball championship. And the Lancers win this one today with a 3-1 win over the Meteors of Marissa. And what a terrific feeling it is, and what a terrific day it is in the history of Lincolnwood High School athletics. The Lancers are state champions.